Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. Once again, this is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Also known as the Astrology Hour Radio Network, this program is produced by Leo Scorpio Productions in association with the Astrology Hour Club. Well, today we are going to talk about energy, negative energy and positive energy. This planet is so messed up right now. There's so much hostility in the world. There's so much negative energy. You know, I'm really interested in this Amnesty International thing. And I'm going to find out more about it, because so many people on this planet are enslaved or imprisoned because they're not allowed freedom. Or when they try to discuss freedom, or when they try to help free their nation or something, they're imprisoned for that. Human rights has a big problem on this planet right now. And what we see in Kuwait, and what we've seen in Nicaragua and Salvador, and what we've seen in South Africa, and what we're seeing now in Israel, in Jerusalem, in the Old City, what are people fighting over? What is the problem here? Today's topic, I was going to call it, what's wrong with this picture? You know, put my head sideways and go, what's wrong with this? People are fighting over weird things. Some people, of course, want power, and some people want oil, and some people want money, and some people want control over others, and some people want land, and some people want territory. And some people are one religion, and some people are another, and they're fighting over that. And then some people are yet another, and they're fighting over that, because our temple should be on this ground, or your temple should be on this ground, or their temple should be on this ground, or you shouldn't be at this wall, or we should be at this wall, or they shouldn't be at this wall. They're fighting because the color of their skin isn't white, or it's black. The reasons why people are fighting and having wars and being imprisoned in a spiritual sense are so weird, so barbaric, soon to be antiquated. You have all these people out there, millions and millions of people, billions of people that back a religion, one religion or another, that are willing to fight and die for their religious causes. A whole race of beings out there that wants to try to dominate another race. You have a whole mass of people out there that are willing to eliminate a certain religion of people because they have money or power or business. It's so frightening and scary, and in a way ludicrous to me, because I try to think of myself as a futuristic type being, where I try to put myself 100 years in the future, and I take a look at everything on Earth, all institutions. I don't care what you're talking about, schools, prisons, churches, religions, governments, I don't see it. We're going into the 21st century now, and I kind of figure by the time we get to the year 2100 that I'm sorry. You know, I don't want you to be upset if there's no more Christianity, or if Judaism doesn't exist, or if even Hinduism or whateverism, Muslim, or if there's no more Republican or Democratic Party, or if there's no more United States. I'm not predicting that the world's going to be wiped out and all the people are going to die. I'm just saying that the system does not work. And people in the Piscean Age in the last 2,000 years have been blinded and blindfolded into being led like sheep and controlled by negative element forces that have led them to believe that this is the way it should be. I'm not really proud of my family life, our childhood, because it wasn't fun. It was very painful. There's still some pain there. Lots of yelling and screaming and people telling other people what to do and what's right and what's wrong. And you know, we were taught as children that, at least I was, that you had to do things a certain way or otherwise you'd get punished. Now, does that sound familiar to you? Now, I compare dysfunctional families to a dysfunctional planet. Because the people on this planet act like children that have been raised by dysfunctional parents. Which means, for example, in a religious sense, if you don't do things the way the gospel or the book says it, or if you don't wait for this Savior or this Messiah, or if you don't believe just the way we want you to, then you're dead. You're doomed. You're going to be punished. You're going to hell. Now, does that sound familiar? One wonders, and one also questions, right, why people for so long have allowed themselves to be dominated and controlled by these mass institutions that allow all this murdering and butchering and slaughtering and slavery on this planet. Have you ever wondered why people on this planet allow that to happen? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when your children and when you're growing up, if you grow up in a Christian or a Jewish or a Muslim or a Baptist family or whatever, then they send you to Sunday school and they send you to Hebrew school and they send you to church and they send you to synagogue or they send you to temple or the shrine or whatever. And you literally learn what you're supposed to because that's what your parents believe is right for you. Because that's what they were taught. And that's what their grandparents were taught. And it goes on and on. If you grew up in a family that's been Republican for hundreds of years, then that's probably the way you're going to vote. Same as Democrat. You see, people go along with the flow because children are innocent and they're not raised to question. But you see, the age of Pisces is over. And this is the age of Aquarius. And the difference between Piscean elements and Aquarian elements is that Aquarian energy has tremendous clarity and tremendous focus, whereas Piscean transmissions can be a bit clouded and vague. The truth is there, the spirit, the love is there, but there's a veil. There's also the illusion or the possibility of there being cover-up and manipulation and dominance and control. A bad Pisces will walk you through the mud without knowing it, and a good Pisces will take you through the light into God. Whereas a bad Aquarius may shoot you dead and kill and rape and destroy, whereas a good Aquarius will teach and enlighten and unify. You see what I'm saying here? And the reason why there's so much struggling going on in this planet right now is because we are in the age of Aquarius, and now, you know, we've entered it in the last 100 years, which will last for 2,000 years. And because we are involved, right, in this massive transition, when planets enter Aquarius, there's more of an emphasis or a focus on these ideals, on these Aquarian ideals. Now, in the next 6 months, Saturn's going to go into Aquarius. In fact, Saturn will be in Aquarius in January. So that's number one. Uranus and Neptune will be there within 5 years, and they're going to stay there for about 7 to 16 years. So we are being shown so much right now. There's so much important energy to be shared and to be understood. But the problem is that if you have taken a child and conditioned them to believe in a certain religion, to understand God in a certain way, to vote a certain way as far as politically speaking, and to follow a certain course of action. In other words, if you have taken a child and totally dominated and controlled and conditioned that individual to be just the way you wanted them to be, the way the nations and the religions on this planet have controlled and dominated the masses, right, like we were children, well, a lot of those children not only will not question what they've learned, but they will also rebel if their ideologies, if their religions are threatened. Now, if you're wondering why metaphysics and New Age thought and also the Course in Miracles and Silverbridge philosophies and oneness of God's principle, messianic principles that live within the individual, you know, if you're wondering why that sort of stuff is frowned upon and looked upon like people like Carl Sagan or Ted Koppel or Dr. Joyce Brothers, a lot of these people out there that are experts that on the radio and on television, and even President Bush, you know, they'll put down astrology and New Age thought and metaphysics and say it's bunk. You know, Dr. Joyce Brothers, God bless her, she's starting to get into positive thinking and the power of the mind. So I heard her on KNX. But I heard Ted Koppel one day when this Reagan and the astrology thing came up, and he really made people that believed into astrology look like fools. So a lot of us, as very submissive children, have been raised that to look into this sort of stuff is stupid. And if you don't believe a certain way, then you're going to be doomed. Well, you know, the funny thing about Satan, if you want to know about the devil, and if you want to know about evil, talk about a charlatan. Talk about an entity or an energy that would bluff or fool or seduce or try to control. And I am not saying that this planet is under satanic control, but I'm also in a tongue-in-cheek, read between the lines kind of way saying that a lot of people have lost their faith in God and have become atheists and agnostic because they don't want to go along with the program, and they're afraid to look into things like astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness because they were taught not to. It's almost like a gestalt conditioning. Oh, you don't want to believe in that stuff. You want to accept this guy as the Lord and Savior, otherwise you're going to hell. You know what's wrong with this picture? I figured this out because I was alive after Christ ascended, and I firmly believe that I was one of the people that tried to establish a proper message, metaphysical message back then, which was terribly distorted after I left. I really feel that I, in a historical sense, tried to establish similar teachings that I'm doing right now, but after I left, it was quelched. It was just stomped on. It was squashed. It was removed. Now, do you know why that is? You see, people, I believe, and the Bible has been written by whomever, in order for individuals to feel like sheep. In other words, a lot of the religions that exist in the planet today are designed for people to not think for themselves. They are designed for people to wait for some other person to save them. It's like teaching a child to wait for daddy and mommy to come and get them when they're lost, without having them use their own guts, their own confidence, their own power to try to find their mom and dad. But many of the religions on this planet have sort of removed the power of the individual, which is what we talked about all this week and last week. What the Silver Birch and the Course in Miracles philosophy is that God, you know, the question is, where is God? And God is us. It's actually the formula or the secret, the riddle to God is in the word Elohim, in the Jewish interpretation, which means I am, I am. So metaphysically, that tells me that God is the I am, which is that thing inside of you and me and everyone and animals and birds and bees and dogs and cats and insects and anything that has life, and even inanimate objects have spirit. It is that I am energy inside of the essence that is God. Now, if you go out there and try and talk about this to certain people, well, not only will they be hostile and threatened, and they will try and hurt you or try and kill you. That is why you people of metaphysical and spiritual powers that have somehow enhanced this God-given ability inside of you and nourished this love and light inside of you, that's why you have that power. It's just like the rabbits in Watership Down, the book and the movie, the runner, the listener, the digger. You are given abilities and supernatural powers when you get into metaphysical and psychic and spiritual thought, when you retain chakra control and learn how to meditate and learn about issues of self-esteem and self-love and learn how to focus and retain your power. We're always giving our power away. We're either giving our power away to our faith, or we're giving our power away to our country, or we're giving our power away to our family, or we're giving our power away to our wife or our cousin or our husband. We're always giving away our power, which to me is a definition of the negative element of the universe, which you can call satanic if you want to, or evil. I believe what works for me is that the positive energy, which is love, is inside of us. And that's God. And it's so simple, which means that anything that we look for as far as answers, as far as life, as far as love, our security, or as far as happiness, that is outside of the body, that is beyond the temple, which the body is, which is beyond the visible energy of God, which is what the soul is, as seen through the eyes of any living creature, or as felt through the essence, the energy of any inanimate object even, in this dimension, all molecular activity has light particles in it, which is God. That's God. It's inside of everything. Everything has that basic formula, that basic source, that basic foundation. See, but you have all these religions and all these nations and all these governments that need to tax and control and somehow dominate and manipulate to sort of create an energy on this planet which is the reason why billions of people have suffered and died in the last 2,000 years. But if you go out there and try to tell people that their way is wrong, then right away, if they're, well, maybe in a born-again sense, sort of fanatical about what they believe, they take tremendous offense to this. Now, there's even people listening to my show that are subscribers to this show, and I am not telling you to give up your religion. Please. If you like to believe in Allah or in Jesus or in Mohammed or in Buddha or Ram or in any of these great beings, Joshua or Isaiah or Ezekiel or any of them, fine. You know, like that, I understand. You can't expect to give up a dysfunctional family problem or a dysfunctional life problem or a dysfunctional planetary problem overnight. So, you know, I'm not asking you to give up your religion, but what I'm telling you, what I believe, I'm being sort of prophetic while trying to shed my ego in the same way that in 100 years, that none of these religions or governments or nations or boundaries or egos or need for dominance or control will exist. For whatever reason, they will be wiped out. There wouldn't be a need for taxes. We wouldn't have to pay a fortune to the government for taxes if we all learned, naturally had an instinct to share with all the people on this planet. There would be no need to pay taxes ever on anything. Communities could bond together, whole communities as large families, and build the schools and build the meditation palaces or the gardens or the parks and the recreational areas unto themselves by joining together in a unification, a oneness. You see what I mean? There would be no need for wars and bloodshed and for tears and for slavery if we didn't have a monetary system. If everything was a barter, if the most important thing we had to exchange would be love and healing and food and water and clothing and services and creative things, the arts and such like that. There would be no need for a legal system or a judicial system if we could raise our children up properly, and if children didn't have parents or positive home environments, we could still feel like they were our own, no matter what the color of their skin, their race, religion, or nationality was. We could take them into our own, and it would be a community thing to raise them. Each individual community could raise them. There would be no need. See, like, the way society is now, we are like bees or ants, and we have a queen and a king that run us. But you see, people were not meant to be bees or ants. Otherwise, they would be bees or ants. We were meant to understand this empowerment inside of us, which has for so long been covered up and sheltered, and there's been a veil that's been prevented from allowing us to understand this power. They don't want people to have power. If people understood the God inside of them, then they wouldn't need to seek all this authority in their lives. We wouldn't need police or prisons to pull us over and give us a ticket. My gosh, we wouldn't even need cars or planes anymore. The emphasis for travel would be maybe on horseback or by foot or bicycle or by solar-powered vehicle or whatever. The whole realm of inventiveness and technology would change. The focus would not be on death and hostility and on anger and on sadness and remorse and movies and television and stuff. There'd be more of a focus on love and light. The attempt here in this Aquarian age is for the positive energy to shine through and lift this planet and the beings on it from the yoke it's been under, from the veil, from the cover-up, from the belief that the way we have been taught is the right way. And I'm trying to tell you that we as human beings are prehistoric next to the age of humanity that is about to be birthed on this planet. We are prehistoric. We don't know nothing. No matter what biblical scholar, even metaphysical scholar, no matter who you might find out there who thinks they understand the way things work, not even I have no idea. Who am I? I'm just a human being in 1990 that's trying to find the way. But one thing I do know down deep in my heart, that the way we're living now, the program we're living now that is called freedom, even in America, is not right. And it's going to change. You know how it's going to change? It's going to start with little families, little communities. It's already been starting. The revolution has occurred. In fact, I believe the war is over and we've won. It's just the forces of evil and negative elements in this planet that are trying to retain hold of it are not aware that we don't need bloodshed to win. Because what's going to happen is, if there is bloodshed, it's going to be evil versus evil. Because good is going to seek sanctuary for survival purposes. You hear what I'm saying? The metaphysically bound, the people that understand their own messianic abilities. If there's war and violence and hostility, they're not going to jump in there. They're going to seek peace and safety so they can carry the torch. Well, that's what the settlement of the Americas was all about, following and during and before the Atlantean Holocaust. The entire red race, which was totally Atlantean in nature, fled to the Americas for peace and sanctuary and to carry the torch so the forces of evil could destroy themselves on Atlantis. And there was a golden age following the Atlantean Holocaust for several thousand years after the Holocaust in the Americas, in the Indian experience, the American Indian experience, as prophesied. But once again, because of karma, and because of various things, the balance scales, the forces of evil were able to penetrate, you know, some 15,000 years ago, 5,000 years after the Holocaust, and even corrupt the peaceful, the non-technical, the non-violent Indian existence, and create competition and selfishness and separation and illusion of dominance and power, and once again it got started all over again. That's the way it goes. Consciousness changes with the ages. But now it's time for us to claim back the spirit on this planet and to relieve humanity from its yoke of enslavement and from its yoke of terror and hostility. You know, whenever anybody tries to come out there with a message like this, it's like before they get the whole message out, somewhere, somehow, someone tries to shut them out, shut them off, or shut them down. Maybe there's a reason why that our community and in certain selected areas people can find us. Because the people that need to hear this message will hear it. The heralds of this age of enlightenment, of this positive thinking, of this positive energy, of this love vibration. I love it. Because it blows away any religion or philosophy or theosophy you could ever think of. It dwarfs it. It's like 100 years from now. We're prehistoric next to what's happening. My name is Farley Malaris. This program is Astrological Metaphysical Radio. The topic is called Positive versus Negative, a very heavy topic, and I beg no offense. Please, don't take offense, anyone. If you're into fundamentalist thought, if you believe in certain things, certain religions, then that's fine. You know what? My philosophies embrace the power and the truth and the love of all religions with no separation, and my philosophies embrace the power and the truth and love of all races and all nationalities. I try not to let there be any boundaries in my thinking. So I mean no offense to you if you believe a certain way. Politically, everyone's going to believe different. That's one of the reasons why we have a problem. But as the power of God wells up inside the hearts and minds of individuals, of millions and millions of people as time marches on and sanctuary is sought, then the message and the power and the love will be retained, and it will be reflected. And then positive energy will once again dominate this realm.